news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Americans watched in horror over the past week or so as the Trump administration launched an all-out attack on the U.S. Postal Service. Photos of mailboxes being removed from sidewalks and others of blue collection boxes padlocked shut dominate our social media feeds. At the behest of Donald Trump's new henchman, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, the U.S. Postal Service has slowed delivery, removed high-speed letter sorters, and will no longer automatically give priority to mail-in ballots. Constituents' outrage is growing as we question why Congress is on their annual August recess. So Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said in a letter sent Sunday night that the House will try to pass a U.S. Postal Service reform bill. Right now, leadership seems focused on a bill written by New York Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, chair of the Oversight Committee. The legislation prohibits the Postal Service from making changes to service and reverts operations to where they were on January 1st. DeJoy had been invited to testify at a House hearing on September 17th. That hearing has now been moved up to next Monday, August 24th. But thankfully, we're not waiting for that either. The Washington Post reported Sunday that at least six state attorneys general from Virginia, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Massachusetts, Washington State, and North Carolina are meeting to discuss whether they can use lawsuits against the administration for trying to kill the U.S. Postal Service. But they're not alone either. New Jersey's office of the Attorney General Grewal told CNN in a statement that he is deeply concerned by recent reports of potential political interference in the operations of the U.S. Postal Service. As is our standard practice, we are neither going to confirm nor deny a grand jury investigation. Okay. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold said, quote, we're considering all options, including legal options against the president and the postmaster general. I just wonder why we're not out in the streets right now. So, we live in a society in which former presidents do not openly criticize their predecessors. Many of us believe it's time for that tradition to end, spurred on by the fact that the current Oval Office occupant has zero respect for the norms of the office, so we wonder why its historical unwritten rules should ever protect him. Former President Barack Obama finally spoke out against what Trump is doing.
What we've never seen before is a president say, I'm going to try to actively kneecap the Postal Service to encourage voting, and I will be explicit about the reason I'm doing it.
Yeah.
That's sort of unheard of.
To reiterate, Trump has said explicitly that he does not want more funding for the Postal Service so that universal mail-in voting cannot be set up before November's election.
They want $25 billion, billion, for the post office. Now, they need that money in order to have the post office work so it can take all of these millions and millions of ballots. Now, in the meantime, they aren't getting there. By the way, those are just two items. But if they don't get those two items, that means you can't have universal mail-in voting because they're not equipped to have it.
Clear enough? So the Postal Service is now warning that ballots in 46 states may not be delivered in time to be counted. Obama said the action was necessary, both by members of Congress and citizens, quote, to protect the integrity of the presidential election. He also called Trump's attacks on the U.S. Postal Service unique to modern history. He also accused Republicans of trying to discourage people's votes from counting, along with other measures like gerrymandering and voter ID restrictions. The Trump campaign has launched several lawsuits against efforts to expand mail-in voting amid the pandemic. And while I'm glad that President Obama spoke out, this type of attempted coup must be put down immediately. I call on former Presidents Bush and Carter to join Obama for a joint statement condemning Trump's unconstitutional actions. Well, here we go again. After being delayed from its original date in mid-July, the Democratic National Convention convenes virtually Monday evening, featuring hundreds of live feeds from across the country and four stage setups in New York, Los Angeles, Milwaukee, and Wilmington, Delaware. Instead of the usual convention nonstop activities, the virtual gathering will be pared down to just 2 hours a night for the next 4 days. with the broadcast networks committing to carrying only 1 hour, the 10 p.m. Eastern hour, each night live. The cable channels have scheduled convention coverage, but it's unclear if that means they'll carry the made-for-TV like never before event, or will have their talking heads constantly interrupting to tell us what they think they just heard. Speakers Monday night include former First Lady Michelle Obama, Senator Bernie Sanders, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Senators Doug Jones of Alabama, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, and former Ohio Governor Republican John Kasich. Huh? Oh, yeah. And Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who has electrified voters around the country and especially those elusive millennial voters, has been given a whopping 60 seconds for a recorded message. And finally, we note the passing of Donald Trump's younger brother, Robert Trump, who died Saturday. The younger Trump, who the president described as his, quote, best friend, had reportedly been suffering from a serious but undisclosed illness for the past few months. Trump went to visit his brother at a New York City hospital on Friday, didn't provide details about his condition other than telling reporters, quote, he's having a tough time, before going off to play golf, which is apparently when Robert Trump died. Priorities, people. Priorities. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.